Epilogue. An old man sat upon a rocky outcropping. He was tall and unbent by age, with broad shoulders. His bearing was regal. His eyes were sharp and full of profound wisdom. His beard and long hair swayed in the breeze. The old man's robe had been torn off, exposing a bare chest covered by rippling muscles. Cuts and burns marred his body, and yet he was no lesser for them. Beneath the outcrop was a charnel house. Shattered limbs and twisted, broken bodies filled the valley. Black blood and acid bile marked them as demons. He observed the carnage he had wrought with disinterest.
"You have a report for me?" he asked.
From his shadow, a form emerged, kneeling in respect.
"Yes, master. The demon's advance falters. General Taolu has requested you to join the eastern offensive into Blackfire Hill Pass."
The old man stroked his beard.
"Is that all?"
"Yes, master."
"I see. Dismissed."
The shadow form of His Imperial Majesty's messenger bowed and once more vanished. The old man rose, looking towards the distance. 2 years, How they had flown by. The constant fighting was an annoying distraction, and the demons too weak to be refined. Ah, the sacrifices he made for the Empire. With a mere thought, a sword formed out of the ether, and he stood upon it. It pierced through the skies as a near-invisible blur, carrying him faithfully to his destination. When he arrived, the attendants bowed before him, and a member of the profound realm swiftly got him a new robe, and humbly requested he join the general in the command tent. The old man sighed internally, and nodded his head imperiously. Many experts bowed as he strode through the army camp, all vacating his presence as not to impede him. The guards bowed as he approached the tent and announced him to the occupants.
"Master Shen Yu,"
the general that holds the gates greeted, clasping his hands in respect.
"This humble servant of His Imperial Majesty is honored by your presence."
The old man nodded.
"His Imperial Majesty called, and I answered," he declared.
No matter how much he wished he didn't have to, the bastard was getting entirely too cheeky, ordering him around so much. The command tent was well appointed and well organized. Tao Le was an excellent defensive commander and had brilliant formations for his soldiers, both mortal and cultivator. But he faltered on the offense without sufficient support. He received a cup of fine wine from the general's son as he settled into his seat. Idly, he wondered how his own disciple was doing. He'd had to leave him at an important stage, but the boy was resilient. Hopefully, little Zhou was doing well in his old sect. Senior disciple Lu Zhe wandered the compounds and pavilions of the Cloudy Sword sect. He had a piece of parchment in hand and was dutifully cataloging every piece of disrepair and improperly grown spiritual herb. The outer disciples had grown lax. He would have to hand out chastisements and punishment details. It was enraging that they would treat the sect so callously. There was nothing he hated more than a lack of diligence. He needed to take a moment to calm himself after he finished his rounds. He sat upon one of the benches arranged around the pavilion and gazed out into the sky. The highest peak of the Cloudy Sword Mountains pierced the sky and stood above even the clouds. It looked like the world went on forever from up here, with a permanent cloud wall below obscuring the land. One could be forgiven for forgetting Crimson Crucible City even existed far below. He sighed as his anger waned. The stark beauty of the mountain always calmed him. He took another calming breath and headed back to the office. One of his fellow senior disciples was already there, frowning at the disciple registers.
"What troubles you?" he asked his fellow senior.
"Brother Lu Zhe, do we have a Jin Zhou among our disciples? A letter arrived for him bearing the seal of the Imperial Army."
Lu Zhe paused. A seal from the Imperial Army? That was uncommon, for a member of His Imperial Majesty's Army to send a letter here. But Lu Zhe remembered that particular disciple.
"No, we do not. He left a year and a half ago."
The other man thought on the matter.
"Wait, is he the one who actually used the honorable departure provisions?"
Lu Zhe nodded.
"Indeed, he is the same."
The other disciple blinked, and then looked mildly impressed.
But those haven't been used in over 300 years.
Luzhe shrugged.
Then, by the section pertaining to honorable departure, we must find him and deliver any mail we received as a result of one believing he is still with us,
he asked, trying to remember the regulations he'd had to memorize to become part of the Cloudy Sword's bureaucracy.
He may also beg for shelter from disasters natural and demonic, provided he has never aided the sect's enemies.
Why do we even have those provisions? They seem entirely too lenient,
the other complained. The honored founder's wisdom far exceeds our own,
Luzhe stated with conviction.
I spoke to Jin Zhou last, so I will take care of this matter. He can't be too hard to find.